Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. As of early this morning, Michigan is under an official stay-at-home order. We can still go out for exercise and essential activities like grocery shopping and medical appointments, but the state order requires non-essential businesses to close any of their in-person operations, and it stops any gatherings with people who are not members of your household. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced the order Monday, and it lasts until April 13th. Whitmer joined Michigan Radio's Morning Edition host, Doug Tribou, to talk about the scope of the order and other effects of the coronavirus pandemic.
Why was this the right step for the state, and when did you know it was necessary?
You know, I was on the phone all weekend with experts from across the country, from University of Michigan to Harvard and many other places, and it became very apparent to me that the trajectory that we are on looks like Italy. And that's the worst case scenario is if we don't take aggressive actions now, our whole healthcare system crumbles and gets overwhelmed and more people die and our economy suffers longer. And so it really was important that we do this. The most important tool that we have in a situation where we don't have enough tests, enough masks, enough gowns, enough face shields, the most important tool that we have is the ability to just distance from one another. We can mitigate the spread of this, but it is going to have to be because of aggressive measures like the stay-home order yesterday. If you're a non-essential employee or worker or in a non-essential industry to life, then the best thing you can do to contribute to us getting through this crisis is to stay at home. It's the best thing for you and for your families and for our economy.
Governor, the news has been shifting a lot day to day, even hour by hour. You have issued many orders in these last several days. Do you see any additional changes coming our way beyond this stay-at-home order?
Well, there will be other needs to ensure that people aren't put out of their homes for lack of payment because we've got a lot of people out of work right now. We've taken those kind of actions, but I could anticipate there being additional ones that we would want to take to protect people in this very precarious time. So I'm not having any announcement right now, but we are continually working with people, advocacy groups, and industry to make sure that we're being really thoughtful about the actions that we're taking and doing everything we can to just support our hospitals and our frontline responders and even the grocery clerk who's working so many hours to keep food available. We have to protect each of those industries and make sure that they've got the support they need.
The availability of testing is an ongoing national problem. Where do you think stand on our ability to test for COVID-19 in Michigan right now?
Well, unfortunately, we've not had as many tests as we need. We have dramatically improved the number of people that we're testing, but we do not have enough of the testing material. And so because of that, we're not able to really have the kind of robust data that we need in order to create the type of isolation you want, mitigating spread. You know, in the ordinary circumstance, if you're not feeling well, you go in, they test you, they give you some medication, they've got all the materials they need to treat you. As we continue to ramp up and more tests become available from the federal government to the states, we'll get in a better position, but it's going to take a little bit of time.
With schools closed, districts started hustling to connect with their students online, and the available resources and approaches vary widely across the state. But it came as a surprise to many parents and teachers when the State Department of Education said online learning will not count toward official K-12 classroom time. You've said you disagree with that. What is your administration doing in response?
So we are a little over 1 week into the initial 3 weeks off that I ordered for schools. We've now extended that by another week. We are working collaboratively with the MDE. It was kind of dismayed when they put that order out there because we hadn't had the opportunity to really sit with our leaders at the local level, our ISD, our teachers, our superintendents, to figure out how we're going to meet the needs of our kids. You know, at this juncture, we've not called off the school year. We have made meaningful attempts to ensure that we are being thoughtful as we put together a plan for our kids but it's not, we're not in a position where we've made changes in terms of how, what that looks like. And it's got to be informed, and we've got to have a plan to meet the needs of our kids. And that's what we are spearheading. It's ongoing, you know, as we speak, and it's inclusive of the legislature because they have to be a part of what this looks like in fashioning it. I can't do it unilaterally. The MDE can't do it unilaterally. And the legislature can't do it unilaterally. We all have to be a part of solving this for our kids, and that is well underway.
Governor Whitmer, with expectations that you referenced earlier that we will see a surge in cases here in the U.S. and in Michigan, as many other countries have, I've heard a lot of people saying the worst is yet to come. What is your response to that?
Well, I think that's accurate. We know that this aggressive order, you know, that I issued yesterday that went into effect at 12:01 this morning is really important. But let's be clear, the cases are going to keep rising because we're doing more testing, and this COVID-19 has been spreading across our state for weeks before it shows up. And so we know that we're going to continue to see these cases rise, and that's why this action was so important to do yesterday. Our healthcare system is going to get pushed to the brink. We are, because we can't get everything we need from the federal government, working with partners inside and outside of Michigan to obtain the masks, to obtain gowns. We are going to produce some ourselves as a state, but also working with people in the private sector to meet this need. We've seen distilleries start to produce hand sanitizer, and those are wonderful things to see people coming together, but we're nowhere near meeting need that we currently have in hospitals, much less what we're projected to have to meet as the surge continues to go up. And so we've got to all do our part by staying away from one another, keeping us from crushing our hospitals and our primary caregivers by more and more people getting sick. We're going to continue to see this trajectory, and that's why everyone's got to play their part. It's on all of us to be a part of making sure that we mitigate the impact that our state is going to suffer.
Governor Whitmer, a final question. How long do you think we should expect life to be disrupted on this level? The current order lasts through April 13th. Do you expect it to go beyond that?
Well, Doug, if everyone does their part, it will shorten the amount of time that we are under severe restrictions like this. If people break the order, they go out, they continue to see one another unnecessarily, it will take us a longer time. And that's why it's really important that everyone takes this seriously, that they protect themselves, and they stop spreading this disease by staying home. The most important patriotic thing a person can do right now is stay home and stop the spread of COVID-19.
That's Governor Gretchen Whitmer talking with Michigan Radio's Doug Tribou.